Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Beis Omid Beis. We're on the sixth file of the Mishnah Berurah, and we're finishing up the beautiful Siman Tof Resh Mem Tes. And we begin on the bottom line of Kuf Chof Beis Omid Aleph with Sif Vav, the final Sif in this Siman. And the Mechaber tells us, Mishas Hadchak, She'ein Nim Tzu Kosher, under extenuating circumstances when you can't find Kosher Adalad Minim. So then, Kol Hapsulin Notlin, then even though you have all of the Dalad Minim Psulim, and certainly if any of them are Psulim, and the others are ksherim, you can take the dalad minin and pick them up. However, we don't make a bracha on them. Mishabur explains to Kut Nun Beis, V'lo mikrei shas adchak, we define extenuating circumstances as shas adchak, elim kein ein b'chol ir arba minim ksherim, if there are no kosher dalad minim in the entire city. Avlam yesh l'chaveru, but if your friend has, and just you do not have, so av shehu lo yocholim, so even though you couldn't find, your friend does have, then lo mikrei zeh shatzrach. It's not called extenuating circumstances. El tzorach l'troach, you have to go and trouble yourself. Ulevarach al shul chaveru imitilo, you have to ask your friend, listen, can I come to you after davening? Can I come to you later on? And use your kosher adalaminim rather than use the pasul adalaminim under extenuating circumstances without a bracha. And then, v'yasa nanuim mishalo, then you can take your pasul adalaminim and do the nanuim after you yotzei the mitzah with your friend's kosher adalaminim. If your friend can't give it to you to do the nanuim during the halal and those shanas, because he's using it then, but he can give it to you quickly after he makes the bracha before he starts halal, so then you can take his lulav and esrog, make the bracha on it, and then take your pasula, lulav and esrog, and do the nanuim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. Mishnah Berurah Siv Kot Nun Gimel tells us, Hainu psula mach mas mum. These are the items that made it not kosher based upon a mum. Aval psulim. But something that isn't the mum, it's not considered one of the dalad minim. For example, kigon hadas hashota, which is not a hadas, or the tzavtzasa, which is not an arava, or murkov. For example, a grafted esrog, which is not an esrog. All of these are pasul afilu b'shas etchak. They can't even be used b'shas etchak because that's not one of the dalad minim. That's a pasul dalad minim. That's not one of the dalad minim. The osi limiti lotzei ben tomit. And if we allowed you to take it now, even without a bracha, you may come next year or in a future year to go and take it and think that, I used it last year, so I can use it again this year. And that will lead to potential takala, and therefore we don't allow you to take it even without a bracha. Dishuv number 89 brings down, Hatam shebishar psulim machmas mum or machmas shein hodr. But the other types of blemishes, which are a blemish, or it's not hodr, we're not concerned about this. How come? Ein chashashem yobo litos, lotzei smem bishar shan. We're not concerned there that, if we let you use it this year, you may come to use it in the previous year, so why not? So Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down Kivon Shehahidur Vahachisarun Hudavar Hanirele Naim. Here, the item that is wrong, it's a blemish or it's missing something or it's not beautiful, is clearly visible to the eye. Vamnum Nika Lakol. This blemish is recognizable. Vakol Yodim Shein Machshimin Osam Elamach Meshasetrach. And everybody's going to know this was only good Shasetrach, as opposed to the granted Esrog, which they won't know. And therefore, the person will make a mistake and think he can use it in the future year, or the Tzavtzafo, or the Hados Shota. Because for these types of blemishes, like a blemish or a lack of hadar, everybody knows it's visible. That's why it's no good. As opposed to the false dalad minim, like the hadashot, the tzatzo, or the murkav, so those aren't recognizable. And if we let you use them this year, you may mistakenly use them in a future year. Mishmur continues and says, Vadin gozul posul. If it's esrog or dalad minim are stolen, they're also no good. They can't be used even under extenuating circumstances as well. If the entire city doesn't have anybody with a kosher dalad minim, so then take whatever you have, even if it's only two or three of the dalad minim, you can take it. And do all the different nanuim. Of course, you don't make a bracha, but you do the nanuim. Again, the shliach tzibor can do it as well, but since nobody has a kosher dalad minim, nobody makes a bracha. I will also likach bin acher, but don't go take a lemon if you don't have an esrog. The yovo litos mishar shan, because then in future years people say, last year we took a lemon, or last year we took this non-dalad minim, so we can use it again. Mashen came bishlosh minim, but if you take three, nobody's going to say, last year we took three, this year we can take three, because lo yovo litos, that's not going to lead people to go astray, because dako yodim shetzorach arba minim. Everybody knows it's dalad minim and not three, and the only reason you took three was because you didn't have four. Now, the issue for number 90 brings down that we're going to learn in Siman Tov Resh Nun Aleph, the opinion of the Marshal, Shashliach Tzibor Yitol, V'yaneya Osom, Kodem Halal, U'b'shas Halal B'lo Brocha, that it's only the Shliach Tzibor that does the Nanuim with the non-kosher Dalad Minim. And you shouldn't make a Brocha, obviously. Avalachem Lo Yitol Klab, but nobody else should do this. because Mishum Shechoshishim Shema Yavo Lito Gam came Bishon Acheris Lebrach, because people they may mistakenly do this in a future year and make a bracha. But for the Shliach Tzibur, so he's clearly not going to make a mistake for a future year, so we're going to realize this is something unique. And he brings down the El Yerabah that disagrees with this. The other people can also do this, just like the Shliach Tzibur. And in fact, Adrabah, if only the Shliach Tzibur did it, that could actually lead to a takol in the future years. People would think that hey, I rely upon the Shliach Tzibur, I don't have to do it myself. Now I'll save a couple of bucks by not buying my own dalaminim, but that's of course no good. And he adds, El Yerabah, Shekei Mashma Mistimas HaShulchan Aruch V'Ramah, since the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah don't mention anything, Shekoi Yochi B'Yochi Yochi Litlo L'Zecher B'Alma. Every individual can go and do this by themselves. Because this whole thing is a Zecher, and it's not going to lead to a Takola. Mishnah Berurah Siv Kot Nedalet, he says, of course you don't make a Bracha. He says, Note, L'N Afilu B'Yom Rishon, and this would be allowed even on the first day. Because otherwise people forget the mitzvah of Lulav Nesu. Some places like in Siberia, they may never have a kosher dalaminim, so we don't allow you to do the minimum that you can do, then you may end up forgetting this halacha totally. Of course, you don't make a bracha. Keep and do zeich le'amah. Since it's only a zecher, it's not the real doing, so therefore you don't make a bracha. Tishuf number 91 brings down, can you make a shechianu? So the Shari Tshuva brings down, in Sivkot Nidalet here, the opinion of the Shari Ephraim. She is stopping Badover. He says, maybe yes, maybe no. He's not sure. Shekivon Shagam Arias Prichodosh Mevarach Shachyanu, because technically, even by singing a fruit, you can make a Shachyanu. So maybe Shema Yevarach Gamal Esrog Apostle Shachyanu. We didn't Rias Prichodosh. Maybe you could make it on even a puzzle Esrog. On the other hand, he passes Lahalacha. He says the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Reish Chaf Hey Shepri Sheeno Mischadesh Mishana Lashana Ein Vachal Shachyanu. But you don't make it on a fruit that doesn't go from year to year, and the Esrog is Dor Beilon Mishana Lashana. That's what we said. Pri Eitz Hader. One of the definitions is it stays on the tree for more than 1 year. So therefore, he doesn't think he can make a Shachyanu. Now we go to the Ramah. Ramah says, Hagaviyesh Machshirin Lulav Yavesh, Afilu Levarach Lov. He brings up from the Rambam in the Magid Mishnah that you can, in fact, take a Lulav Yavesh and make a bracha even on a dried out Lulav. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains, and Siv Kotten Nan Hey, the opinion Das Rambam is that Afilu B'Shaset Chak in Lohokel Rak B'Lulav. This is only true for the Lulav and not below B'Shar Minim, Kishem Yavesh, if they're dried out. The Lulav is unique. And Chavetz Chaim in the Sharet Zion, O Samach Beis, brings down that the poskim in this Rambam, they give a reason. The lulav miskayim behodar ktsas neitzuroso akshiyovish, because the lulav still has a little bit of hodar even if it's dried out. Mishnah Berurah says ukilalake kameh. We're going to learn this din. V'gan de'ein lo hakel rak biyaveshus v'lo b'shar psulim. This only works by the lulav hayovish, but not by the other psulim of a lulav. Afilu b'shasat chak, even under extenuating circumstances. Finally, the Ramah says, and we paskin like this, that you can make a bracha on a dried out lulav. He brings up from the Augur that even if there are other people that have a lulav that is not dried out, they have moistened lulavim, so you can still make it on your dried out lulav. Why is this? And Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot and Vav. Hatan, the reason is, Mishum the Iri by Ratz, we're dealing here with countries, nobody has a really moist lulav. And even the dried out ones, any yevashim gur, they're not really fully dried out. So therefore, there's not much difference between the somewhat moistened and the somewhat dried out ones. They're not so dried out that they break apart when you run your fingers across them. Same thing would be if adasim, they haven't reached this point that they're so dried out that they're whitened. Therefore, halacha vayevashim kimat dom zelazeh. The ones that are, quote, moist somewhat are no different than the ones that are dried out somewhat. And therefore, you don't have to go and take your friend's slightly more moist lulav than your slightly less moist, somewhat dried out lulav. And therefore, that's why the opinion is over here that you can go take the lulav yuvashim and only the lulav yuvashim and make the bracha on them. But the Ramah continues, I will be shar minim by the other three minim, ein lin hog hachi. You can't take advantage of this kula that you have for the lulav hayavish. However, he does bring down Yesh Mekil, and there is an opinion that says, Afilu ba'ados yovesh, reason for how it goes, Maimonius and Mordechai, that the same din applies to a hodesh yovesh. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Zayin, the gamkein ain motzi lachem, because again, here, we're dealing with, you don't have very many moistened hadasim, and the dried out ones aren't so dried out. As opposed to, Masha'in came by Ravos, the Mitsuyos, lachem, the Ravos, there always are the moister ones, and therefore you never can take the dried out ones. And likewise, an esrog lo rotzul hakel derzu. And why can't you be makel by an esrog? Because he says mishum dechsid behedjim, because the Torah specifically writes betorah pre aids hadar, and therefore that is something the Torah is makbid on, as the issue footnote number 95 says. When you take the esrog that's not hadar, the Ritva says shekivish hatorah kosev bo beferish hadar mashma shatorah hikpida b'miyuchah b'zeh, that you would dafka must have hadar by the esrog, and therefore in yotzi bo afil b'shasat chach, and therefore you can't take out a dried one even under extenuating circumstances. The Ramah continues and he says v'yeshlus mochalai b'shasat chach, you can rely upon this lenient opinion that you can take even a hadas yavesh under extenuating circumstances. And the Mishmur explains Sivkot Nunches v'achronim hiskim ladino, the achronim agree in Sivkot Nusamach Zayin in the Shaar Tzion. He says the Mogen Avraham, the name of Masas Minyonim, the Elia Rabba, and other poskim, they all say the b'shasat chach, on these extenuating circumstances nuchalis mochalai poskim hasover in the b'chol ababinim kishem yaveshim nuchal avorach lehem, that not only even on the lulav and the hadas, but there are other poskim that say even the aravos and the esrog can be used if they're all dried out. There's no alternative. If there's extenuating circumstances, you can use them. The Deir Shifut number 96 explains that the understanding of this machlokis in the Rishonim is as follows. Can you make a bracha on a dried out min b'shasetchak? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's on the Igros Moshe, writes, Shenechluku, do we say the word hador goes on the esrog, is din miyuchad be esrog, and it's not a part of the din of zekeli v'yanvehu that we normally have to make things hador, but that the esrog specifically has to be hador, and if you don't have hador by the esrog, it's possible even b'shasetchak. Or do we say that the din of hador by the esrog is part of the din of zekeli v'yanvehu of Kol HaTorah Kula, and Rak Nischadish Boshe Pasul Gam B'Diavad. And normally, if you have an alternative esrog, then an esrog that's not hadar is pasul even B'Diavad. However, Kishe Ein Esrog Acher. But if you don't have any other esrogim, so then you're not over on Zeh Keli B'Yanveyu. You're not over the lack of hadar, and in fact, you are Mekayim Zeh Keli B'Yanveyu because you're taking the best esrog that's available. So even a dried out esrog would be good according to these we've shown. Bottom line is, the Mishmur says, V'yesh b'zeh arba chilukim. There are four ways that we can break up this din. Number one, im lo nimtzu bir lachim, the city has no moist ones, rakibeshim, they're all dried out. So then, as I call harba minim, not lunum v'archim. Then everybody can take these dried out dalid minim and use them even with a bracha. V'im yesh lo yaveshim gemurim. If you have dried out ones, v'yesh lachim lachim gemurim, and other people have really beautiful, moist dalid minim, so then, you're not allowed to take your dried out ones. You're only allowed to make a bracha on the moist ones. Even under extenuating circumstances, because there were moist ones available, so you can't make the bracha on the dried out ones. That's number two. Number three. In areas where you never have a lulav or a hados that is gomur lach, that is definitely moist. And we got my yevashim and a yevashim gomur. Now, like we've explained, and the dried out ones aren't so dried out. So there's, again, the somewhat moistened and somewhat dried out. They're very close to each other. So then, in that situation, mevarchen al yevashim, you could even lechatchila make the bracha on the yevashim sheyesh lo that you have, afilu lechatchila, or kamo shekasam lemala, and not have to go to your friend and take out his slightly moistened ones. You can rely upon the ones that you have, like we said, kamo shekasam lemala. And finally, the fourth din, if other people have lachim gurim, so then lechatchila yesh lomar shalol levarach aliveshim shalol, then you shouldn't go and take your yaveshim ones shalol levarach aliveshim shalol afilu einon yaveshim gurim, even if they're not fully dried out, because you easily have somebody else's that you can go take. However, b'di'evet shebeirach, if you did make the bracha itol od hapam alachim, you yotze with your dried out, somewhat dried out ones, but try to take the moist ones from your friend sheitzal achayim below bracha, but then don't make a bracha because you already yotze the first time you took it, you're dried out, somewhat dried out ones. Now we go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'afogav d'choseh kosher v'shar yomim. Even though if it's missing a part of it, the dalad minim, it's kosher on the rest of the days. So, ein lach toch esrog l'shnayim or shlosh chalochim. Don't cut up your esrog into two or three pieces, ul'chalko, and give it out to different people, so each of the people now have a part of an esrog. Loss is bow. I feel that you can't do even under extenuating circumstances because the dafka choser. Because if you're missing something, however, v'nishar or ikor kayim, but the majority, the ikor part is still there, so then it's kosher. However, you can't just cut it up into three pieces and say now each of you has a third of an esrog. Avoki I got it in that situation. Mikre chatichos esrog. That's called you have pieces of an esrog. Below esrog mamish, and not a real esrog. This is brought down in the name of the Ran and the Piskei Arai. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, V'chol zeh linyan avarchla. This is to make a bracha on it. Abo below bracha, but without a bracha, yachalito kol apsulin below yavarchalayim. He brings down the Torah, and we said this before, we'll see in a moment what the chiddush of the Ramah is. He said, under these extenuating circumstances, you can take all of them without a bracha, yachalito kol apsulin, any of the psulin without a bracha. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nun Tes explains, Einan Mogin of Ramah Mishnah Iskasha, yes, Ma hosif Ramah, al divrei Machabel, el b'sif up. We already said this then, that of course you can take them. At the very beginning of today's shiur, we said, Yotzi kol absulim, no levein uvarchim. So what is the Ramah adding over here to what the Mechaber said? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Bikur Yaakov, again, Rabbi Yaakov Edlinger, Zatzal, wrote the famous Sefer Bikur Yaakov on Sukkos, Shekos of Demash Hosef HaRamahu, that the Ramah is adding over here is as follows. That base Yosef, the Mechaber wrote, Kos of Bishas Adchak Shei Nimso Kosher, when you don't have a kosher one in extenuating circumstances, Yitol below bracha, you can take all the other Dalaminim without a bracha. Avalakati lo shamanim, but that doesn't imply im yimso achakach kosher. What happens if you find afterwards a kosher one? Rak shatay im yada, but it's not in your possession right now. Kigon shachem mevorech halel belulavo. Somebody else is making the bracha on his dalaminim and is saying halel with his lulav hakosher v'yivticho, and he tells you when I'm done shachem halel yitelo, I'll give it to you after halel. So what should you do right now? Im yochel mevorech leis ato halel belulavo apostle. Should you go and bench lulav and esrog right before you start halal with your pasul lulav and esrog shlo nomar, because you don't want to say shikonis ayidezel safik bracha mitol kosher, because afterwards if you're taking the kosher one, well, do I make another bracha or not? It runs into a big problem. So therefore, what the Ramah is mechadish over is komash v'lon haramah the below bracha yochelito lechatrila, go take it without a bracha lechatrila. Kivan shezeh vaday pasul, since yours are definitely pasul, yochel varach achikach lekosher, then you definitely can go and make the bracha vaday, since you were not yotzi with this pasul one, you're only doing it as a zecher, therefore, when you go take the kosher one, you definitely can make a bracha on it. With this, we conclude today's shiur and the beautiful siman Tov Resh Mem Tes.